Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Long bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
That's right. He knows to show respect where respect is due. No, I'm joking. Welcome to the Misfits of Gold Weekly Special. It's been a minute since we've been on the air. I had to make a trip out to Oregon for the return of Steve Forbes, IBF World Champion. Opportunity of a lifetime. I wasn't going to miss out on that. How you gentlemen been?
Doing good, brother. How you been? Good day today.
Oh,
man. Good day today.
You know, I got to experience a libtard life for a few days, and I got to tell you, man, you know, Facebook is censoring me now because of a couple posts I did, and but, man, they don't understand I don't even know what the best word is. It's just a fucked up mental, moral aspect of these people in Portland. And I'm not clowning on everybody in Portland, but if you can't legally pump your own gas in that state, then there needs to be signs that say so. You know, they need to let foreigners or people coming from other states know that you can't pump your own gas. We pull into this gas station. This fucking dude, I'm rolling with my homeboy who does my boxing show with me. This dude starts banging on the window trying to open up the car door. Well, me and my homie, I rented the car because I wasn't going to put 6,000 miles on my car. But this dude is 6'4", 200 and something, like 240, 280 pounds. He's not the kind of dude you want to mess with. And so he gets out the car and says, yo, bro, you need to back up. What's going on here? You trying to hustle or what? Because where we're from, you're going to get shot doing that kind of crap. Well, this dude doesn't have on a shirt for the ARCO, doesn't have a vest on, doesn't have nothing, just looks like a bum off the street to us. So I roll up on him. I say, you old motherfucker, you need to take a step back and get up off my fucking car. So he bows to us, right? And so we go in the store, and I go up to the cashier, this little Miyagi-looking motherfucker, and I tell him, I said, man, you need to tell that dude to get up off my car. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. Only fucking words of English this dude speaks. So I'm like, really? And so this Hindu lady comes up and fucking starts blowing on me, bro, and I was kind of irate at this time because dude back out there trying to get up on my car. And so I kind of put her in her place a little bit, and this lady walks up to me and goes, hey, y'all need to chill. These people out here are soft. It's illegal for you to pump your own gas in the state of Oregon. Well, it'd be nice if you fucking told us, you know. And then she said, you need to go. And you know they called the fucking sheriff on us. Believe it or not, they called the fucking sheriff on us. For you know, a situation that didn't even need to be. But yet, they're cool with that aspect and want to give us shit, but you turn around every street corner, you got 14 to 18 people shooting up heroin, junkies all over the street, and that's not an issue, but you got two guys from out of state trying to pump their own gas, and the police want to fuck with us. Why is that only on the West Coast, bro?
Fuck, I know, dog. But that's life out here. Motherfuckers are, what the fuck did we call it today? Bitch something. Bitchitis. I forget what the fuck it was called, but it's like people out here are just super soft and super emotional and just fucking weak, dude. And I'm not making fun of people, you know, like, that's, you know, get out of your fucking lift. But that's just how it is out here. Everybody wants to be offended. Everybody wants to get dissed. Like, look at San Francisco, right? It's illegal to have a fucking plastic straw, but they give out 300,000 fucking heroin needles a fucking day? 300,000 a day, bro, and only 30% come back. So that's how many fucking needles left on the fucking street. And then they actually have an app that it's like while you're walking down the street, if you find shit, you just fucking go on the little app, hit the button, and somebody from the city comes out and cleans up the shit. Like, they got a shit brigade, dog.
Yeah, people are allowed to shit or piss anywhere they want now in San Francisco. That's fucking crazy. You know, I don't get it. What is up with California? Why are the politicians, and then now they're complaining about the gas tax.
That's funny. It was in the fucking bill. People didn't realize. It was like, you do realize that if you voted, you know, no on this shit, then it's like, okay, you're not going to repeal the gas tax. Well, you do realize that now they can raise this shit for whatever reason they see fit, when they see fit. And now people are like, oh, maybe it's corrupt. No, that's just the politicians trying to act like they didn't have a hand in it in the first place. Divert some attention and fucking go that route. All the politicians in California did. It's all ran by the same three families. You know, and it just fucking fluctuates between them. Arnold's the only one recently that threw a fucking wrench in the shit.
And what's really fucked up about it, man, is that, like, you'll have homeless encampments, you know, just down a fucking street with heroin needles and people fucking nodding out, ODing out on your fucking porch. And meanwhile, you're paying fucking $2,500 for a fucking 400-square-foot loft, you know, above some dude's fucking house. I mean, you have fucking million-dollar houses, or so they fucking say, with heroin addicts on the fucking streets in front of it.
Well, because they also can't build anything new. They want to keep it looking like San Francisco, so they have all these fucking permits and all these fucking things in But they have things in front of it where it's like you can't actually build on new shit. You can't make buildings higher. You can't fucking do anything like that. So that property value is fucking ridiculous.
It's literally the fucking politicians and Nancy Pelosi who's trying to run everybody the fuck out of fucking California.
No, fucking San Francisco is useless, isn't it?
They fucking all are, man. It's from L.A. all the way up to fucking Mendocino to the Oregon border, man. You can't go anywhere in California anymore or Oregon and moving into Washington without having the same exact fucking problems that you're talking about, Don. It's horrific. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to take you guys on an adventure I had yesterday. You know, for the first time in my life, I wanted to smack a fucking bitch. You know, and... Honestly,
don't lie, Don. You know you've been there before.
No, bro. Not like this.
Sean Connery. Sometimes
hey, not hey, bro. Not like this. Okay, well, you guys know I was in a car wreck. I bought a new car. I parked Terry and Ant went in the store. And I got out because I don't smoke in my new car. So I got out to smoke a cigarette. I turn around against the pole, and this broad hit my car. Well, you know, she tries to leave. I jump in front of the car, blah, 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 blah. So I had to put my car in the shop. I only had it for like 3 days, only put like 40 miles on it. And my car's already devalued. So I had to put it in the shop. Okay, so they put me in a loaner. And I stop at Walmart, Terry and I go into Walmart. And I'm sitting in the SUV. Well, this lady starts waving and screaming at me. I don't give it no mind. Then she pulls out her phone and starts doing a Facebook Live. And still, I pay no attention. And then she starts waving a placard at me, you know, a handicap placard. And so I yell at the window. I said, you know what? I'm handicapped. This is a rental. Mind your own fucking business. Okay, so she continues to Facebook Live me with one phone, pulls out another phone, and starts taking pictures of me, so I start flipping the bitch off. Well, it gets to the point that she's so fucking pissed, she's calling me every name in the fucking book. So I fucking finally had enough of it, and I said, you know what, I'm a disabled veteran, I fucking whip off my prosthetic leg, and fucking shove it out the fucking window. And then she looks at me like, oh, I'm sorry. And then this fucking libtard bitch that wasn't even in the fucking argument to begin with, was just a passerby, jumps in. You need to back up off her. I said, you know what? This ain't even got nothing to do with you. You need to mind your own fucking business. And she starts going off on me, starts screaming at me. And Man, at this point, I'm waiting for Terry to get out the store. So I said, you know what? I said, keep talking that shit, because my wife's going to come out here in 3 minutes, and she's going to beat your ass. And I said, so just keep talking that shit. Meanwhile, they're Facebook Live-ing me. So I said, you know what, lady? I'm a disabled veteran. I pulled my leg off. I showed her. I said, this lady started shit with me. Now you're gonna start shit with me? She said, oh, I bet you were dishonorably discharged. Bro, I wanted to beat the fuck out this stupid bitch. You know, that's one thing you don't say to me. I bet you were dishonorably discharged.
Damn, I couldn't even say it. It's that busted.
Ooh, bruh. You know, I looked at her and I said, you're about a stupid bitch. I said, first of all, this ain't got nothing to do with you. Then you're going to say, well, I serve too. I said, what, in a lesbian brigade? I said, because you're a cunt. And, you know, to my listeners, I'm sorry, but this is real life. And so she goes, oh, you're one of them motherfuckers that's always got to get the last word. And I was like, bitch, this ain't even got nothing to do with you. You need to step. Well, you need to quit picking on her. I said, you know what? Why don't you fucking two lesbians go have a field day in the park and just leave me the fuck alone? And she kept her fucking mouth going. I said, you know what? Here comes my wife now. That bitch jumped in her car and fucking sped out of there and flipped me off as she drove off. Why do liberals think they have the right to fucking put themselves in a situation that has nothing to fucking do with them? If I was in violation of the law, that's between me and the police. Mm-hmm. Not between me and two fucking lesbian pie eaters.
Damn, dog.
Well, the
answer's
truth,
pretty
man.
Simple, dog. Oh, no, dude, the answer's simple. Both sides have been brainwashed, you know, to believe that the other side are fucking demons and subhumans, you know what I mean? Like, The liberals will demonize the fucking right. The right will demonize the fucking left. So the second somebody finds out or believes that you're on one side of the fucking spectrum, even that, like, almost all gays, lesbians will side to the left, you know, basically they don't want to get persecuted by their own fucking kind. So, and the ones that do go to the right, you know, they obviously get fucking, you know, shit-talked about them like tokens, whatever. But a lot of the liberals, it's like, give a 16-year-old kid a BMW. You know what I mean? You let them think that they run the world and they can say and do whatever they want without any repercussions. But now the shit's starting to come back as they're adults. They don't know what the fuck is happening. You know, like, oh, I used to be able to say this and do this and get away with it. This was righteous and this was righteous. But a lot of them believe that anybody that believes on the right, you know, they're racist, they're xenophobes, they're this or this. So long story short, they're subhuman compared to those people. So it's real easy to get a demographic of people to turn on another demographic once they believe they're evil. Look at fucking 9/11, bro. You know what I mean? Like, the second that shit happened, everybody was up in arms about anybody from the Middle East. All of a sudden, everybody came together because everybody had a common enemy. So now it's like, you know, you get all these people with different motives, different causes, whatever, and they're all told that this one group of people is completely fucking evil. They're not even human. They're fucking demons. They're blah. So they don't look at them like humans, so therefore they don't treat you like a fucking human. It's that simple.
She realized she wasn't on Facebook when your wife came over, dog.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it in here that, too. It's like goading you into fucking trying to get you to fight so they can post some shit on social media and be a fucking victim.
Yeah,
you know, the next thing you know, but it's like, but if a female come out, you can't spin that narrative, can you? And you don't want to get that ass beat.
Oh, they were waiting for something, Don. You know, they're literally, motherfuckers do that, man. And we're just...
But you know what's funny? And I don't mean to cut you off. What's funny, and I don't mean to cut you off. I apologize for that. Took off my fucking prosthetic leg. And fucking showed them. The only reason this woman had a handicap placard was because her ass was 350 pounds. There wasn't nothing disabled about her, except for her ability to stop fucking eating. That's the only thing that was disabled about her is her fucking mouth, because it doesn't know how to stop eating food.
That's a mental disability. Yeah, it's a sin as well. You know, it's called gluttony.
The thing of it is,
I hate to cut you off, but it's when people hate their lives, they're going to try and find any way to either A, get you to hate your life the same way they hate theirs, or B, they're going to start trying to find any kind of dirt they can on you to prove to themselves that they're not the only piece of shit out there.
They're better than you, Don.
Yeah, they got to prove to themselves that they're not pieces of shit, so they're going to try and find, you know, take you down to whatever level you have to so they can try and fucking, you know, justify their feelings.
Oh, I bet you there are fucking 1,000 libtard viewers that probably were on that Facebook Live fucking went, oh, fuck, we look stupid, because I pulled my prosthetic leg off and told them I was a disabled veteran. I mean, how good does that Facebook fly when they're trying to, you know, ridicule me, attack me for something that was none of their fucking business to begin with? And, hey, CastBox FM Radio, I apologize if you're tuning in for the first time here in this show. You know, we were just picked up. You know, this show is for you. If you want to call in, it's 323-417-6810. Hit 1, and you'll get this boisterous ass me. But, you know, we
keep it real. Remember, Don?
What's that?
You remember 2 years ago I was telling you all types of shit, like exactly what you're explaining, like what you're seeing with people? You know, and you used to fucking say, fuck Trump, he's racist, fuck this, fuck this, fuck this. But now it's like, you see the picture. It's not a left versus right. It's a fucking us versus them. It's fucking, you know, the 1% against the 99%. But everybody's fucking bickering and arguing about their own stupid shit of their own fucking sense of self-fucking justice and righteousness. It's fucking bullshit.
Oh, it truly is. And, you know, the show is being simulcast live, so it's 18+, and I'm cool with that, you know, because this is the only show.
Yeah.
You know, on Wednesdays we do this Kick Off Your Shoes shows. It's the only show I do that I'm actually speaking my thoughts about life and how I feel about things that have gone on in my past few days or weeks or whatever. So, you know, like I said, feel free to call in. If you're a first-time listener, subscribe, do whatever. But I appreciate, you know, CastBox FM for running us live, but they're probably going to regret it after today's show. But, you know, I sit and I'm 53 years old, and I agree with you, man. I didn't fucking like Trump in the beginning. You know, I saw a used car salesman that used his money to get fucking voted in the office, and that's the way I looked at it. And I'm not a fucking liberal.
Oh, I still don't like him.
I'm not nothing. You know, if you're fucking going to do a good job, I don't give a fuck if you're fucking a liberal, a fucking leftist, you could be even communist, I don't give a fuck, but if you're going to make this country run better and do it right for the people, then
well,
I'm
definitely
going to
be through communism.
Fuck you, you know what I'm getting at, bro. But,
I'm just trying to ease the tension, baby, ease the tension, let these motherfuckers move soft for a hot second.
But,
you can come out the gate hot, like breathing fucking fire, these people are like, oh my God, like, what is wrong with
you? Hey, well, you know what, they'll remember it. Yeah, right, but they're going to remember it, so, you know, I'm cool with that, they'll remember the show, I guarantee you they'll tune in next week after hearing today's show.
Oh my God, Becky, would you look at these heathens, they're acting like just barbarians, I can't believe it, oh my God.
They called us libtards, you know, but people wouldn't call you names if you didn't have the mentality that you do, you know. I look at society, like I was talking about, over my 53 years, and the thing that amazes me is that how they can feel that they're right and everybody else is wrong. You know, everybody's entitled to an opinion in this country. You know, now I watched a video that really, really pissed me off. You know, this school, you're allowed to wear hats to school. So this kid wore a hat. It happened to be Make America Great Again hat. And somebody secretly busted out the phone and Facebook Lived it. Well, this teacher was calling this kid a fucking heathen and telling him he needed to take the hat off. If he didn't, he was going to throw him out of the class. And the kid said, I'm here to learn. This has nothing to do with my hat. I'm not disrupting your class. I'm here to be taught. You know, I'm listening. You need to take that hat off or we're going to move the classroom elsewhere. He says, I'm not leaving. I'm not taking my hat off. I'm here to learn. You're refusing to teach me. So the teacher picks up the fuck and tells the entire class, come on, let's go, and leaves the classroom.
What a weenie.
Yeah, what a... Bro, I'm just like...
We're not playing with you. You don't agree with us. You badass little 16-year-old. How dare you defy me? We're taking everybody and leaving. How dare you?
I'll be like, fuck you later. I got all you dummies to leave.
But you know what's funny? And the reason I told that story is because I want to throw a little factual shit behind it. you know, people are probably going, oh, they're just picking on liberals and they don't got no facts. Well, do you know in the last 6 months that 17.2% of the Liberal Party has defected? Look it up. It's factual. The reason why, they're calling their own party a gang of heathens. They're calling their own party racist, communist.
Yeah, infighting.
Yeah, you know, and what is occurring is you're starting to see guilt by association within their own party. And,
I can't believe I called that about a year ago.
Yeah, you did. I'll give you that credit. But the thing of it is now, and I think even upset the left even more, is a lot of these liberals that left say they support 70 to 80% of Donald Trump's, you know, span in office. So what does that say about American politics, and where are we going to go from here now that we got parties splitting up, we got parties defecting, they're calling for the impeachment of our president? Where do we go from here as a society?
Well, shit, I guess I'll just start with the last point you just made. They're trying to impeach the president. And like I said, like, to me, it's strategy, right? They're wasting all this time, money, resources trying to get this motherfucker impeached. It's like, y'all do realize, like, the election's next year, right? Like, it's, like, right around the motherfucking corner. And everybody's sitting there like, we're still trying to impeach him. Okay, then you get Pence in there. And Pence is really what you guys don't want if everything what you say is there, you know? So you got that whole issue right there. Like, why would you even waste all your time and money trying to go against this? And here's the thing, like, on the left, they have no message, they have no champion, and they have no unity. And, like, look at that right there. That alone is, like, spelling, like, the demise of the fucking left, or the fucking liberals, or whatever you want to call it. And to me, that's actually kind of scary. That's what I was calling it before. It's like, you know, once all the shock value that they had, you know, calling anybody on the right racist and xenophobe, like, once all that shit was said so much where there's no more shock value, they couldn't threaten with it anymore. And then when they didn't have, what would you say, like, a target to direct their hate, their rhetoric, or whatever they wanted to do, they started infighting and directing it to themselves because that's where their message is. Their message is within, you know, playing the race card, playing the fucking money card, playing the oppression card, and getting, yeah, identity politics. You got fucking Elizabeth Warren, and you got, you know, people trying to get fucking reparations for slaves, and fucking all this other shit is fucking going down. And all the while, you got people on the right, and the people that defected to the right are now starting to unify. Why? They may not even agree on a lot of shit that Trump's fucking doing, but what's happening is that they need something different outside of where they fucking were and where this place is fucking going. So technically, the left really doesn't have anything they're going to do. Like, what are you going to impeach him for? You know, the fucking Mueller report came out. It's like, yeah, you know, Trump is definitely a bully. Yes. Yes. Some of the shit he does is immoral. Yes.
But they're bullies, too.
But technically, he never fucking broke the law. That's the thing. He's a fucking shrewd businessman. And nobody knew that. And, like, everybody's fucking surprised about that. Like, he's a shrewd businessman. You think he's going to come in here and fucking play patty cake and try to care about people's feelings? No. Sometimes, you know, you gotta fucking crack a few eggs and make a fucking omelet, dude. That's just the way the fucking shit goes in business. You know, if you're looking at him like a politician, you're just wrong. And do I trust him? No. He's a fucking billionaire businessman. I trust him the same amount I trust politicians. Very fucking none. Very none. The only difference is because Trump's a businessman, I can somewhat predict where the fuck he's gonna go, and I can adjust what I can fucking do to survive and help my fucking clan, my tribe, my people. You know, that's all,
yeah,
I can fucking do. What are any of us gonna do? Like, we're gonna take out the powers? Nah, I'm not trying to commit suicide with two in the back of my head. You know what I mean? Like, all we can do is just control what we can do. But the left has nothing. And here's the scariest fucking part, Don. This is the shit I called, and I hope I'm not fucking right. But if the left falls, that means that it's going to go to the right and the far right because there's going to be no checks and balances. And then what everybody's afraid of, at that point in time is going to fucking happen. Because once there's nothing to keep in check, you know, the progressive attitudes where everybody's fucking cool, you know, we can all get along, a lot of those, you know, white supremacist motherfuckers that all of a sudden came out of the woodwork, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and fucking talk shit about that because it is what it is. It's blowback. You know, you can only get told that you're a racist fucking person so many times until you start believing it yourself. You know, feel bad for them, whatever. They're all pieces of shit anyway. But nonetheless, you got blowback for every fucking situation that's going to happen, and then all of a sudden it's going to go to an extreme version of the right. What do you think is going to happen at that point in time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And not to cut you off, Travis.
Travis,
not to cut you off real quick, but I just want to throw a little drop in there because that's exactly where I was headed. You have the left fall, and then you got an extreme right, and that's not a pretty picture. You know, The thing, and Travis, I know you already got your thoughts in mind, but add this to it. Why is there that we have to have the aspect of I'm a liberal, I'm independent, I'm a Republican? Why can't there just be people that are running for office and people that truly have a true platform to do so? And, you know, let us hear them that way. Let the American people hear them that way. Why does there have to be a political party added on to what my previous question was?
I mean, the problem is it's ran by corporations. You know, the same fucking corporations are paying the far right as they are paying the far left. And it's, you know, it's just like enough was saying, if we go to where we have a one-party system, that's going to be fucking horrific for everybody. You know, but at the end of the day, man, there's like 1,000 fucking people, and they're the head of fucking all of these banks, all of these fucking multinational corporations, the WBO, the IMF. You know, they're the ones who are really running the shit. And if it were, you know, that's why they have to keep everything so divided like this, to where it's like everything has to be left versus right. Everything has to be identity politics. Because the problem is that the fucking Democrats, the left, the fucking media, you know, they've been caught lying. They've been caught lying so many fucking times now because of the internet and because of people being able to go review tapes from them, you know, and lying from everything of weapons and mass destruction that got us into fucking Iraq in the first place, man. People are waking up and starting to realize that it isn't left versus right. It is these fucking 1,000 elitist government fucks versus everybody fucking else. And that's not to say that there aren't rich billionaires who are doing their own thing and all of these powers are fucking fighting it out as it's going on. But at the end of the day, nobody has as much power as the fucking WBO and the IMF.
Yeah, everybody's fighting amongst themselves, and that's how you do it. Divide a nation, conquer a nation, bro. That's fucking Napoleon's fucking playbook.
Yeah, Napoleon was the fucking 1800s. The CIA has been
1800s?
Has been fucking culture creating forever.
1800s?
18th century.
Yeah. 1800s, motherfucker. Like Napoleon was like 200 years ago. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's like 200 years. But either way, I mean,
hold on. That's why we got fucking cell phones.
I mean, but yeah, it's 1,000 fucking of these extreme elitists versus everybody, man. And that's why somebody has to come out. We have to have like a more centralized party, an actual party of the people. We have to get fucking money out of politics so these corporations aren't leading everybody around.
Oh, well, fucking look at you.
He knows a little something, don't he?
He apparently does know something. This motherfucker, yeah, he was Emperor of France from 1804 to 1815. Well, look at you.
Just barely.
I could have sworn it was 17.
Just barely.
Well, look at you. I concede. You were correct.
Oh, he's such a little bitch.
I try.
Oh, you know, Cash played out on us today, but that's cool,
maybe
man.
Maybe his nipple pierced.
I probably get some more than
just
that.
Just the left side.
Just the left side. But, you know, it's crazy. I fucking go to Oregon. My stuff blows up as it usually does here and there, and nothing too crazy. After we leave Oregon, and mind you, this was a 62-hour fucking trip. Round trip. And so I'd drive the fucking 19 hours straight from Clackamas, which is basically a suburb of Portland, to Deadwood, South Dakota. All in one fucking shot. But you know, I'm not, but my dumb ass tore the transmission up in a brand new Toyota Corolla sedan. I didn't know that you had to take the cruise control off in the mountains. And so here I'm going through Glacier Bay National Forest in Montana, and I'm wondering why the car sounded funny. And all of a sudden, this maintenance car light comes on. You know, these fuckers talk to you and do all this shit now. And so I get out of the forest, and we get to an open area to a rest stop, and I call the rental company, and I tell them what's going on, and you know, they said, well, get to the next city and take it there. Well, I get to Deadwood, South Dakota, and I call. There's no car rental place there that is associated with my car. But so I call them back. They call this mechanic, and he's like, yeah, bro, I'm going to come pick it up. We'll take care of it. So I had to rent a hotel room, you know, and so I'm kind of pissed because I didn't know I fucked the car up at this point. You know, I just was thinking, you know, they gave me a brand new, it was a 2019. They gave me a car that was just a piece of shit. And turns out this guy tested and he goes, man, did you drive in cruise control? Well, I wasn't going to admit to anything so it could be put on my insurance. Fuck that. I was like, I wasn't sure. Hey, man, I plead the fifth, you know? It's like, and so he goes, well, I got to drive 74 miles to get the module because these cars have a module that protects the transmission from burning up. And so I tell the dude, well, I need to leave by 7 o'clock the next morning because this huge blizzard's coming in. They're expecting 4 feet of snow the next day. And, man, I'm so glad that I did this because I went in the casino and I put $20 in a machine and I ended up winning $600. So not only did it pay for the room, it paid for part of the trip, but, man, this dude worked his ass off overnight and got us in the car the next morning. And I made the trip. I will never do that again. See, you know, people, you think you understand life. Be in a car with somebody for 62 hours, you could be the best friend in the world. But at the end of the 62 hours or right before that, you're going to want to beat the shit out of each other. You know, it's human nature. You know, why is it that when you're around somebody for 24/7, there comes a certain particular point or time where you do, you just want to beat the shit out of each other. You just don't even want to be around each other anymore. What is it about human nature that creates that aspect?
Another easy one. You can only not be yourself for so long. You know what I mean? It is like eventually all the subconscious shit that you normally do is going to start coming out, and you're not going to be able to control it. And then you're going to see like if people can really handle it, you know, being around you that long, that often. Especially on road trips. Dude. Road trips, you put people in uncomfortable situations. Humans will fucking eat themselves. They will eat each other.
For real.
Fucking, like, you know, almost every single time I've ever lived with a homie, we always ended on bad fucking terms. You know, especially when it comes to, like, fucking trips with guys, because there's always got to be somebody that's got to play the alpha male, and then when they get around a real fucking alpha, you know, shit gets fucking bad. Because you can always tell when motherfuckers are real. You know, we can get around there and give me no problems. Ain't nobody trying to throw their weight around. Ain't nobody trying to fucking, you know, mark orders, do this, do that. That shit's fucking annoying. So shut the fuck up.
You know what the trip about it is we've been best friends for the last 9 years. We've been doing radio together for 9 years. He does my boxing show with me. You know, the kid stayed in my house, and I call
so
the kid.
Who's the pitcher? Who's the catcher?
Man, get out of here with that gay ass shit. But, you know, he's my boy, and you guys know I don't let very many people into my life. You know, I just don't. I mean, there's less, you know, I got less fingers on one hand than people have stayed in my house. So, on the real, it's like I don't really care for people. But he's went to many fights with me. He stayed at my house, but about 59 hours in, bro, I just wanted to crack him upside the head. I mean, and he wanted to crack me upside the head. So it was like an equal aspect. But you got to think about it. For 7 days straight, we were around each other 24 hours a fucking day. And you really realize what human nature is about. And you discover a lot about yourself because you start seeing aspects where you think you know somebody. You think you know yourself. But you really don't. Travis, you're the little brainy fuck on the show. What is it in the brain that triggers this type of aspect that has you going from best buddies to wanting to beat the fuck out of each other?
I mean, man, it's that same thing that it is with everything. It's fucking tribalism. It's people who, you know, being put into an awkward situation like that, you get to see past the mask of what people are, you know, putting out.
Like, I mean, it's almost like, you know, being in an extreme situation with someone. Like, so say that you were in the same situation 60 hours in, and you're driving through the desert at night, and you have your fucking tire blows out, and you don't have a fucking spare. And now you guys are in an actual survival situation. You know, now you really get to see the deep depths of, you know, what people actually think about shit and what they're actually putting on. So, you know, that's why we talk about so much. Like, it's so important just to be real and to be yourself in every fucking situation. There's very few people who like to be around for an extended period of time. It's like MF and fucking Thomas Allen.
Hey, you mean like that time you got our car towed in fucking Reno and it took us all night to fucking get the shit off?
Exactly. But in that exact situation, you know, me and MF, we're cool.
No,
and
he got both our cars towed in Reno right after the fucking Bellator fights. And, like, finding the fucking vehicles, getting the money, getting the shit fucking bailed out, like, dude, nightmare.
No, the car, we were parked there several times, and they don't have fucking, they have cameras on a pool
now. He had parked there, much as we should. He had parked there. I parked across the street from the venue every single motherfucking time we went
there.
They have
a new camera system, Don, that fucking reads your license plate as you come in for a lot of these fucking hotels. And so as you drive in, these cameras are reading your fucking license plate, and if you park there and that license plate isn't registered to the fucking hotel, they just instantly, a computer sends the fucking car over. But that was the situation when we were with one more person, man, and it's like me and MF were cool, and we were, you know, making moves and did what we had to do to get our fucking cars back a few hours later, you know, for only a few $100, like, in and out, like, handled the situation. But we had a friend with us who was just fucking bitching and dragging his fucking feet. He was about to cry. He was about to fight people, you know, and it's like that's the person who was like, oh, if shit really went down and the power was to really go out for, you know, a month, like, I can't be around you. Like, you know, it's a weird thing with people, and it's all about how you can adapt, you know, how you can adapt and be empathetic and be real all the time. That's it. That's the only way you can get a good group of people is if everyone is being genuine and honest and upfront, because then you know what the fuck you're getting into in the first place.
Yeah. Well, see, the cool thing, and it kind of finishes the story out, and it shows exactly what we've been talking about. Because I went up to Wisconsin to pick him up, and then we headed across the United States. But when I dropped him off in Wisconsin, and he'd taken everything out of his car and put it in the house, and he comes back, you know, to say goodbye or whatever, and he looked at me and he said, you know what, homie? That was a fucking hell of a ride. I would never do it again. Next time we're flying. He said, but I couldn't have done it with anybody else. He said, if it had been anybody else, I'd have ripped their fucking head off by now. He goes, you're about the only one I could have fucking done this trip with. And I feel the same about him. He's a straight-up cool dude. But, you know, it just goes to show you, you think you know an aspect, you think you know people, but you really don't. I mean, the funny thing, and you guys heard me say this before, you really don't know your wife. You really don't know the person you're sleeping next to. And you can argue with me till you're fucking blue in the face. And I'll pull up fucking murder reports of where the husbands were sleeping and their wife fucking capped them in their ass, but yet they trusted them enough to lay next to them. So you don't know. I mean, you don't
know. You
gotta
read the signs, Don. You gotta read the signs. If that bitch is gonna poke you in your sleep, you're gonna feel it. If you don't feel it, that's why she's poking you in the first place.
Look, Lorena
Bob. I'm serious, bro. I'm 100% serious. I guarantee you, any woman that's listening to this right now, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. If you can't feel the reason why she's poking you in the first place, that's why she's poking you. Or gutting you or fucking, you know, gives you 5,000, fucking throw that shit off and fucking, you know. But either way, you should have read the signs, dog.
But, you know, it's like, you don't. You really, I mean, put it as simple as you possibly can. Do we really know anybody? And the answer is no. Because we don't even know ourselves. That's the point I'm trying to get at. We truly don't even know who we are. And that amazes me. If you look at it in a scientific aspect or a normal everyday aspect, it's hard enough to trust anybody else, let alone ourselves. With that thought being said, how would you say I'm wrong or right in that aspect, Travis?
I mean, I'd say you're fucking absolutely right. And it, a lot of the time it does come down to how well do you really know yourself and how much of a front are you putting on, you know? There's a lot of shit, like MF was saying, that, you know, over an extended period of time, it's all those subconscious things. Those things that you don't know that you're doing that are, you know, like, annoying or can be taken as annoying to somebody else. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's kind of the biggest takeaway is, like, you can only fucking affect yourself in any way, shape, or form. You can try and convince people, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right? You have to work on yourself and knowing yourself and knowing how to put out, you know, what is genuinely and honestly you without all the fucking ego and embarrassment behind it. You know, it's something I'm working with fucking hard right now. Real hard.
It is, though.
You know, but you know, I had a tremendous time. You know, I out there in Oregon, I got to buy $6 grams. I got to commentate the return of a former IBF world champion. And I got to sign a fighter in Victor Morales Jr., a tremendous prodigy that Mayweather, De La Hoya, and everybody's looking at. So it was fucking pretty dope, man. I had a great time. Would I ever do it again? If I have to drive, no. if I fly, I'd be more than glad to. But, you know, this weird thing that when I got back, it's like now I got all these organizations and different aspects hitting me up. And I tell you what, it's weird. I thought my career had gone to the, you know, pretty much peaked, you know, as far as what I do. And I'm finding out that I'm growing and more aspects are coming. You know, just like with this addition to the new radio, you know, I've taken over aspects of certain parts of the companies that I deal with. And, you know, other things are finally paying off and working out. And then I realized something. Facebook starts really fucking with me. Okay, I mean, I'll send you guys over a picture later of my last three posts that got taken down for spam. And I got to be honest with you, man. It's heartbreaking because it's like to censor me is like telling a lion or a tiger you can't eat because I'm going to come at you harder. You can take away my Facebook. I don't need it. I don't fucking need Facebook. My admins can post my show. My admins can share the links. I don't fucking need a Facebook. You know, so, you know, they could do whatever the fuck they want. They're not going to hurt me none. But the thing of it is why is Facebook and social media allowing the left to decide what gets posted? Now on Instagram, a male can no longer post a picture without a shirt on because it's sexually suggestive, but yet women are allowed to do so.
I mean, I posted an article today, John, about Facebook just hired the former head of the fucking State Department as their fucking chief lawyer, and he's basically now in charge of him deciding what can and cannot be censored on fucking Facebook and who is, you know, considered conspiracy and who isn't. I mean, the government is realizing the power that Facebook has. And you're seeing it all over the fucking place, you know. You're seeing it with famous people with fucking, like, Alex Jones. And now it's just going to keep working its way down the line. Now it's just fucking you. Now we can't have this radio show, you know. This shit is fucking tightening up. And this is all an extension of shit that fucking Obama signed into fucking office. The National Defense Authorization Act. The fucking Patriot Act. The fucking anti-propaganda bill that literally says it was a revision on a fucking much, much earlier bill that said that the government is not allowed to use propaganda against its citizens. Nah, fuck that. He said, we're going to just sign that away, so now the government can use propaganda against its own citizens whenever we fucking like. And that's the world we're living in. That's why you're seeing fucking CNN and Rachel fucking Maddow's, you know, who makes $30,000 a fucking day. Why is it she makes $30,000 a day? Is she a fucking second-string power forward in the NBA? I don't think so. she's a fucking propaganda piece, and she's the talking point of all these fucking corporations who are paying her that much.
Oh, you just made me laugh, because in that video, they got her crying, and she goes, I just can't do it. Just give me one more moment. And she fucking cries again. And they try to finish it. No, I'm just going to have to rap. I can't go on. Get out of here, you fucking pilot.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. And I mean, they're pushing a fucking hoax. They are pushing a proven conspiracy theory hoax on fucking TV all the fucking time with all this bullshit Russian collusion. And they've got caught lying, and now they're just doubling down on it. Like, nope, fuck it, we're still impeaching him.
Yeah, that's what I said. They ain't got no plan, dude. It's like a frivolous fucking battle. Like, to concede the fucking fight right now and start fucking, you know, building up their resources and fucking trying to come together. Like I said, they got no message, and they got no champion. And that's pretty fucking shitty, because if there's no checks and balances there, like, I feel bad for the world for what will fucking happen at that point in time.
Yeah,
it's, I don't know, man. It's sad. It's sad, bro. But, you know, it really blew my mind, because I would expect this on the West Coast, and I apologize if I offend you guys. Not.
Absolutely.
But,
I'm fucking hurt right now. Like, my feelings,
but,
my emotions, like, I'm emotionally scarred. Yeah, your words.
Are your nipples tender because you're ovulating?
They are. They are. As a matter of fact, thank you for noticing.
But anyway, man, go into Golden Corral on Easter. And my son.
There's some special people that do that, dog.
You fucked
well, hey,
up,
man.
Whatever happens to you is your own fault.
Yeah. And your stomach. As your
well, no, nothing happened. I mean, I didn't get in no fights or nothing like that. I mean, not the normal. But
hey, you remember the old fucking porn shop on fucking North Highlands that used to be a lot? That fucking everybody fucking, what was it, dude, homie got fucking caught up in there and fucking the whole big shit happened. This was like the fucking late 90s. They turned that shit into a Golden Corral, dog. Like, I feel bad for people going in there eating, like, you know what this place used to be, right?
They're eating demons.
Yeah, fuck changing it. Like, I don't care. You can paint it whatever you want. You can turn it whatever business, dog. Like, that was a fucking wax shop. Like, literally, a wax shop. And y'all sitting there eating family dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be damned. I can't go to Golden Corral ever.
That's all the Times Square. Basically, all of Times Square in New York used to be the most serious fucking drug-filled fucking peep show having.
My type of people.
Can I finish telling my fucking story now?
Oh, my bad. You got me lost, dog. That was a good topic.
But anyway, my son goes into the bathroom, and he comes back, and he's shaking his head, and I'm like, you know, just tripping, and my wife asked him, what's up? And he says, they fucking got a needle drop box in the fucking bathroom.
Oof.
And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? He said, I guess if you slam in the bathroom, you could dispose your needle right there. You know, why is this aspect becoming so open, and why are people allowing this to occur? I mean, I'll tell you what. If my son wasn't 33 and he was like 12 or 13, he came back and asked me about this, what's this thing in the bathroom, and I wouldn't have looked, I'd have been knee-deep in that manager's ass, and I never would have ate there again. So why is society accepting this type of bullshit?
Years of programming, my brother. Years of fucking programming. You know, and some people that do give a shit, they're too afraid to fucking say anything because they don't want to be labeled a fucking racist or filled with hate or, you know, these people got fucking mental issues and blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, I feel bad for people. I really fucking do. But a lot of those people don't give a shit. Some people give a shit and wish they could get clean, and the other ones fucking don't. It's the same thing with, like, the homeless people, dude. Some people would rather fucking fix their lives. Some people don't fucking care. It's just the way it fucking works. The society has, like, just become so used to it. Through years and years of seeing it, it's almost like fucking numbs you down to it. So rather than people trying to do something about it, it's like, whatever. You know, it's like, rather than trying to fix the problems, we're just trying to make sure that those problems don't affect us. Hey, go figure.
And all the meanwhile, you just follow the fucking money trail back, and it leads to the Sackler family, who is fucking making like $60 fucking billion dollars a year selling fucking OxyContin.
Right. And I don't get it, bro. I was blown away. I don't get it, man. It's like, You know, I had a guy on the show last night, and we were talking about how he was in prison and how he was a white supremacist, and, you know, he hated minorities. And then he met fucking Dominic Cruz. And this kid had had a fucked up life. But, you know, he had lightning bolts on his chest and, you know, skin headed out and all this shit. But Dominic Cruz said, give me the opportunity, kid. I'll change your fucking life. And the kid took him up on it. So on the show last night, I said, you know, being the person that you were, you know, what did it mean to you later on in life, knowing that the people that you hated were the ones that truly gave you your path in life? And, you know, he almost started to cry, and it's really deep where the show went from there. But if that could happen for one white supremacist, then it can happen for everybody. I mean, I admit I'm a dick in a lot of ways, and I'm old school. You know, the older you get, the more of a fucking dick you become. And that's just how life is. I mean, because I'll be honest, I can't stand millennials. If you don't fucking earn it, then I don't want to hear from you. If you ain't got calluses on your hand, I don't want to fucking deal with you. You know, this entitlement bullshit, you could suck a dick on that, because I don't believe anybody's entitled to anything. I believe you want something, you get your ass up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and you go and earn that shit. You know, why is it that these parents, I did a post, I think Travis, I think you saw it and liked it, about, it was a picture of, like a 50s picture of a father spanking the shit out of his kid's ass. I believe that that should happen again. I believe that we as parents are allowing this aspect of society to get dismayed. If we took better care of our kids at home, do you feel that the country wouldn't be in the spot that it is today? And I'll start with you, MF.
I'll go down a little fucking trickle effect right here. The baby boomers fucked it up for everybody, completely fucked it up for everybody. Generation X comes in, they have no fucking clue what they're doing. And then you get fucking my weird fucking generation. They call me a fucking Xennial because it's like the 6-year fucking gap between the 80s and before fucking any type of real internet or anything like that started fucking coming around. So there's a trickle effect, dude. You got the baby boomers fucked it up. Generation X didn't know what they were doing. Then you get fucking us. We get thrown in the fucking, you know, I'm the same generation as your son. So we got thrown in like the weirdest fucking time ever, to where it's like we didn't have internet, social media, nothing like that. We barely had fucking technology as it was. But then we kind of grew up with technology, so we were old enough to understand it as it was fucking progressing. So we got, like, the weird fucking one. Then you get millennials. I get what you're saying, dude. I was like, I really fucking do. Because they get on my nerves like it ain't no fucking thing. But at the same time, like, you can't blame them. Because look who they're fucking taught by. They're taught by the Generation X motherfuckers. And what were they? They were the fucking bad experience from the fucking baby boomers. You know, when they were fucking shit up, they left the economy all fucking trash, the housing market, everything else. You know, this society is supposed to be like this. This is supposed to be like this. And right now, you got the millennials growing up so fucking confused. Like, you know, like they have no idea up from fucking down, dude. Yeah, I feel fucking pity for them. Like, I feel bad for them. Because, like what you said, they have no idea what it's like to fucking earn shit, why everything was given to them. But at the same time, it's like, can you really just say that everything was given to them? It's like, dude, look at technology. Look at technology. Everything is fucking instant. Look at where you can get fast food. Look at where you can go to the fucking store and get a drink. You know, we used to have to fucking walk to go fucking get shit like that. Look at how easy life is for people. So it's easy for them to focus on the trivial shit because life has been fucking easy. And you got a bunch of weak people that get affected by fucking things. Why? Because life has been easy.
Participation trophy.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, we can sit here and get fucking mad at these little shits all the fucking time, but I ain't gonna do nothing. All we can do is just do the best to fucking guide the ones that can, and, you know, if the other ones want to be lemmings and fucking jump off a cliff, you're like, what are you gonna do? You can't fucking save everybody. You know, but at the same time, it's like people just need to own up for everything that they've ever fucking done and everything they're doing. And that includes every generation, everything I'm going. Because the baby boomers, they don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, we live in the fucking golden times or whatever, whatever. And then Generation X, like, what Generation X do? Oh, well, we grew up fucking thinking this shit, and then we learned that we had to fucking work for shit. And then what happened? Then you get the fucking, you know, Xennials, and we're fucking completely screwed up because we're right smack in the fucking middle of everything. Then the millennials, you know, bless their fucking hearts, they don't fucking know no better.
You gave them participation trophies their whole lives. And
participation awards, everything was easy, everything was instant, fucking the grades, the fucking, you know, the lax behavior, like no fucking trades, no nothing, we're just going to indoctrinate you in a test. Why? Because people got ADHD and people are fucking stupid. No, you guys just try to teach 60 fucking kids in one classroom, although it's really like 30, I'm kind of exaggerating. But, you know, like at Johnson, there's 30 fucking kids in the classroom, dude, and it's like, what, you're barely paying these fucking teachers. And it's like, you want them to teach one way to 30 fucking kids. Like, do you really think that's going to fucking happen? I mean, even scientifically, it's proven. There's watchers, there's listeners, and there's the kinesthetics, like the people that do shit with their hands. So those are the three ways that people learn. Not everybody's going to learn the same way. So, you know, but how can we get these teachers to want to engage all the fucking kids in that particular fucking way? But no, you got tablets and TV fucking running things. Why? Because the wives wanted to go to fucking work as much as the fucking, you know, people want to hate me for that. But that's how it fucking works. If the dad and the mom fucking go to work, right, they're all working fucking full-time jobs, who's raising that fucking kid? You got them at the school system for 8 hours a fucking day. So while they're awake, they're at the school system probably a little bit more than they are with their own fucking parents learning shit. You know what I mean? And then now, because everybody's so stressed out from work and this and all this other fucking bullshit that's going on, distractions, you know, what else is fucking raising these kids? Nowadays, they got fucking tablets, TV, music, media. These 8-year-old girls watching fucking Nicki Minaj. In the 90s, that shit, you had to watch fucking BET after night. You know what I mean? That shit went on during the middle of fucking day. Ain't no 8-year-old watching that shit. We didn't know I Got Five on a Mint until fucking I was at least fucking 14. You know what I mean? But it's just the way it fucking goes, dude. It's like, what can we fucking do? It's like playing the fucking blame game ain't gonna do nothing. Get mad ain't gonna fucking do nothing. And all we can do is just kind of fucking act accordingly and try to fucking learn from that shit. Like what you were talking about, like we need to acknowledge who the fuck we are. That's our faults, our fucking, what do you call it? Our fucking, our attributes. Like, you know, things we're good at, things we're fucking bad at, our light side, our dark side. But nobody wants to do that. I mean, everybody wants to just pay attention to the shit they're good at, but they don't really realize what they're doing. You know, it's like, if you're going to get mad at other people for hating, but yeah, it's like at the same time, it's like technically isn't that hating just in general? That's it, dude. Like, you know, I feel it, though, Don. I really do. Because these little motherfuckers irritate me. These little motherfuckers think they're smart. They think they're this. And it's like, dude, like, no. You don't know shit. Please tell me. With your extensive amount of experience, please enlighten me. No, do it, kid. Please. And I was like, you know, like, I'll engage them like that. Like, oh, you want to be a smart guy, huh? Check this out. I'm going to read your fucking mind right now. And they always look at me like I'm fucking crazy until I sit there and tell them what they're fucking thinking. I'm like, dude, I read you like an open book. I'm like, you don't even get it. I'm like, strategically, like, you're already done. It's like, that's where you don't get it. It's like, you think you're smart, but all those books don't mean shit if you can't apply it in the field. And unfortunately, you know, you give these kids participation awards, like, oh, we're going to give you this fucking degree in social economics and fucking woo-woo-woo in liberal arts. Okay, can you please tell me what kind of job I can get with that? No, we can't, but, you know, this is a good degree to have, and it looks good on your resume. For what job, please? Oh, no. We're not teaching you any skills. We're just teaching you how to argue and tell people you're smarter. And then you look at people with master's degrees, right? You know what a master's degree is? All it does is tell me that you're smart in you're smart in one thing. If you got a degree in anything, you're very educated in that one thing. So, you know, that's like saying, like, I know black belt in jujitsu, but I totally know how kickboxing works. It's like, no, it doesn't fucking work that way, dog. You're an expert in your field. So it's like, as people try to jump out of it, and, like, nobody stays in their fucking lane. Nobody. Dude, I don't even have a fucking degree. I got kicked out of high school at fucking 16th. And right now we're working on a potential fucking million-dollar company. You know, it's like, why? It's just like what you said. Hard fucking work. Dude, I got kicked out of school. I didn't have a fucking choice. My old man was like, well, you're going to be homeless or you're going to be fucking working since you ain't going to school. Well, I went and fucking worked. I had me a mentor, and he was an ex-fucking gangbanger. That motherfucker taught me everything about business, everything about being a man, fucking phoning up for your shit. You know, like, he led me the fucking direction I needed to fucking go. That's why I don't get these racist motherfuckers. I'm like, everything I've learned has been from people outside of the white race, which is actually kind of comical if you really think about it.
That's what's up, though, you know, and that's the truth, man, and I like that story because that's people helping people. Now, you know, I agree with you. I mean, I got my master's in engineering science, okay, a waste of almost 8 years of my life because I chose to end up being a fight photographer and then a journalist. But you're right. You know, it's like the sad thing – you know, to take it even a step further, I mean, you're absolutely right. But after a year about getting my master's, I realized one thing. My master's didn't mean shit anymore. Why? Because technology don't sit still for nobody. when I graduated, what I had learned up to that point was already prehistoric. They were already on and moving on to the next thing. So the kids that were graduating after me were smarter than me. So basically, I wasted $250,000+ getting my master's that was absolutely worthless. You know, it's great for a title and great to put you in that one lane, but it really doesn't help you in life. And don't get me wrong, people, I'm not trying to talk kids out of following their dreams and doing what they want, but be smarter than me. Pick a field that doesn't change on the daily. Yeah, I could go fix, you know, cooling towers and heat exchangers, boilers and kitchen equipment and all that. But as far as getting a job, I'm useless to the industry. You know, so I like that you brought that point up, MF. It's kind of deep. You know, we got Travis on the show who's a little bit younger. Travis, you look at the era that you're growing up in and the era that you started really, started to understand life. What was it about the aspect of your upbringing or the aspect of you that kept you away from that gimme mentality or I shouldn't have to earn this mentality?
I mean, I first got to thank my parents for the fact that, you know, they never really pushed me in any particular direction. They let me figure out a lot of shit on my own. They let me fucking fall on my face a lot. And then kind of like what MF said, you know, I hung out with quite a few older people, you know, so I was always kind of grew up in a bit of an older crowd. So I at least got to see and kind of learn that aspect before some people. And, I mean, as far as people growing up now, man, you know, it's terrifying to me because I saw it was like just a few years under me that when I was going through high school, I would see, you know, the kids growing up were now playing cue balls without actual balls and they weren't keeping score and everybody's getting a participation trophy. And, you know, and everything is being done for these kids, you know, because of automation, because of all this shit. It's like they're at school fucking 10 hours a day in this government detention center. Like MF was saying, feminism has, you know, broken up the families. It's gotten so fucking expensive to live that mom's not at home fucking raising the kids and teaching the kids shit. And so it's like between those fucking two things, people are growing up with their heads absolutely up their ass, you know. The only thing that fucking high school and that our education system teaches you is how to follow rules. And if you can't follow rules, you're fucked. It doesn't matter how you think. It doesn't matter how smart you are, you know, and it's a fucked up social situation. And, you know, now we're looking at the generation even before that. They're growing up, and most of these jobs aren't even going to fucking be there because of automation, you know. So many jobs are going to be replaced by fucking robots and by fucking automatic driverless cars that are driving trucks and shit now. I mean,
well, they already do that now.
Yeah, and we are going through such a transitionary period, man, that it is going to be so fucking rapid and out of control that we have to make a decision on which way the fucking future is going to head, man. It's coming so quickly that if we don't do something about the homeless problem, if we don't do something about, you know, actually fucking working together as a unit, getting fucking money out of politics and all this fucking bullshit that is dragging our society down, like, it's going to be a fucking dystopian nightmare, or people are going to actually come together, take some fucking responsibility for themselves. And we could, you know, it's such an uphill battle. But like we were talking about before, man, it's like you can only affect yourself, and people need to make themselves a better, more genuine person, a more honest person. They need to learn some skills. They need to put themselves through struggle and actual experience so they can fucking learn from that and grow as a person. You know, the biggest thing is being honest with yourself. And we are coming to a time where I really feel like it's going to be the technological apocalypse. And we have 10, maybe 15 years before shit is a fucking nightmare or some kind of a strange utopia where everybody's needs are met and people can just do whatever they want to do and create art and people come together in fucking communities like some weird, you know, this shit almost happened in the 70s. Donna, you lived through it. I fucking sure as fuck did it. But there was a time.
Motherfucker, you weren't even around the 80s.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying, you know, like, so even my experience is so limited. But you saw people kind of starting to break out of this whole
spread and
system,
shit, like,
you know. We're just getting into a community of people who you love and who you guys work together in a sustainable way and don't deal with this bullshit fucking corrupt system where these politicians are just butt-fucking everyone out of billions of dollars.
Yeah, you know, it was just still kind of that way, but, I mean, you know,
They got it in. You know, you're like, they're helping. Like, oh, okay, so it's either this or death. Oh, no, here, let me take my hand.
Hold up, though,
you
man.
I
want to touch on something, though. I want to touch on something real quick. Yeah, we did break off and start realizing what certain aspects and communities were, but I'm not going to fucking praise no David Koresh shit, you know, self-sustaining and this and that with that aspect, because we all know the outcome of the David Koresh story. But, you know, God, it's weird, because if you would have told me when I was 10, 11 years old that fucking cars could park themselves, they could drive themselves on the highway, that all this shit that we got now was going to happen, I'd have laughed at you or smacked you upside your head. But, I mean, it's here. And I'll tell you what, if it gets any more worse than what it is, just straight put a bullet in my ass. I don't want to deal with this shit no more. I mean, it's at the point where
tickets to the end of the world, dog.
Right? I turn on the TV, I see dudes kissing, chicks kissing.
Well, then turn off the TV. You're watching the wrong channels, my brother.
Right.
Well, it's on every channel, because I watch the Learning Channel, the Discovery Channel.
I watch anime, dog. You will never see that shit on anime, ever. 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 I don't see none of that shit, none of the political agenda, nothing. I see stories. I see good storylines. I see dope characters. I see blood, death, destruction, strategy, genius. I see it all, but I don't see no gay shit. I don't see no political agenda. I don't see no rainbows. I don't see no bubbles. I don't see no butterflies. I don't see nobody bitching about fucking, oh, these characters need to be more diverse. It's like, motherfucker, they're from homogenous Japan. Like, tell me, how many black people do you think they saw? How many white people do you think they saw? Let's keep that shit real gangster. Homogenous Japan of the 1500s. Like, no, shut the fuck up. Go sit down. Stay out of my fucking anime.
Well, you know,
one
of the reasons is, dude, is you got that Nokia that requires the suitcase with the battery in it still, motherfucker. You don't use social media.
No, don't insult my Note 3, okay? This thing is a fucking tank. I've had this thing for going on, what, like 6-7 years? Bro, it's still kicking. Every single update still works. It don't break down. It don't nothing. I've dropped weights on it. I fucking flung it out of my truck and then out of my fucking car. I slammed the car door on it. Like, dude, this thing is my ride or die. Like, I will not give it up. Until she fucking breathes her last breath in my hand, I will caress this bitch, okay? She has done me well.
I want to wrap things up.
They're listening. Samsung, the Note 3 is my homie. Just letting you know.
This is like God-given the plug for fucking...
Yeah. And I'm defending your ass right now, because I will say it. I got a Note motherfucking 3. What are we on right now? Like a Note fucking 18? No, I think it's like... But whatever. Samsung, I love you.
Motherfucker, you made me forget my closing thought.
Good. Bad mouth my fucking Note 3. How dare you?
Oh, bruh.
Now
you made me get my thought back. Cool.
Good.
But, you know,
you're welcome.
One thing that I want people to realize, and, you know, we have fun on the show and we have a blast at doing it because we're homies, but y'all would never know that we've never met each other face to face. We haven't. It goes to show you that you can fucking be cool. You could voice your opinion. You could do whatever with people that you don't even fucking actually know. I mean, we know each other because we deal with each other on the constant, but on the real, we've never met face to face. So this is proof that shit can happen and people could be real with each other and exist and cohabitate without even being, you know, best buddies or best friends or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But the thing that, God, there went that my fucking thought. Oh, people, one thing you need to realize is you tap into Google, you put information into Google, and, you know, I seen a study the other day that just blew me away. Google is a learning application. whatever you put in it, it could tell you where you're at. It could tell you what you did, where you were at the day before. So basically, they got a tracking system on you right off the get. Then your dumbasses go and put all your personal information in Google. And then, you know what, I did the same thing because I didn't know what the fuck the internet was. I had a phone, thought I had to do this shit. And, you know, when I got in the car wreck, I fucking did a post about being in a wreck. What shows up in my fucking Facebook, all my ads? Car dealerships.
Okay.
Then I post about having to have back surgery. What shows up in all my ads? Doctor ads. I do a post about the liberals. I comment on a few liberal fucking live feeds that I had seen. And mind you, I was in there posting, you know, Trump 2020, MAGA, and shit like that just to be a dick. And what shows up now in all of my news feeds? Fucking liberal agenda. So just a point for you to understand is you don't control your social media. You don't even control aspects of your life anymore. Google does. And, you know, the harsh reality of it is that little phone in your pocket fucking owns you. To break it down in layman's terms, it fucking owns you. MF, we're a little bit older. Would you say I'm wrong? Or would you agree with that aspect?
I fucking 100% agree. I believe that people's possessions possess them. You know, what they own owns them. That's just the way it fucking works. And now everything is controlled through your phone. It's become so convenient for everything you need is in your pocket. You know, can fit in your hand, and you can do anything with this particular tool. It can be used for great power, great good things, or it can be used for destruction, bad things. You know?
And the fucking problem is exactly like you're saying, though, Don, is that algorithm is learning exactly what the fuck you interact
hey,
with.
And real shit, Don, I'm going to tell you the same shit I've been bitching the fucking Travis about for the last fucking month. Stay the fuck off social media. Fuck. Facebook. Facebook, just in general, dude, it's like, it drains your soul. It drains your fucking energy. It drains your attention. It drains your focus. And it does nothing but irritate you. I don't get it. It's like, if they're gay people on TV, right? Don't fucking watch TV. Watch some anime, dog. I'll turn you on some good ones.
Dude, I need to watch something because that should be having me want to throw the TV through the motherfucking wall because,
bro,
you know,
I know Johnny.
Shit
you're gonna love.
And I know Johnny disagrees with me. And Johnny, don't take this to heart if you're listening, but I understand you have an aspect in your family and you're trying to be protective. So, and you're trying to understand that thought in your life. And that's real, bro. I mean, I commend you on that. But if I had kids, nah, fuck that. You know, they wouldn't be watching TV. I got one of my sponsors that pre-records shows, and that's the only TV his kids get to watch. And they only get to watch 2 hours or 3 hours of TV a day. They have a PlayStation, but they only get like an hour a day with it. He tries to minimize, you know, the outside world, but allows them a taste of it. And he has one of the most well-mannered fucking families I've ever been around. The kids are polite. They're respectful. They have manners. And it was an enjoyment to spend a week with them at their house, which was different for me because I generally wouldn't do that. But I saw that if you take a step away as a parent and minimize your kids' use on social media, or with television, that you're going to come up with a better kid. Now, if you say you love your kids, fucking then do it. If you really, you know, if you don't do anything, then it just says that you don't give two shits about the future of this country or the future of your child. And I don't want nothing to do with you. Y'all can bounce off my show for all that. I ain't going to deal with no fucking libtard. I mean, I'm not a staunch Republican. I'm just a man that cares about my country and cares about the future of it. If you're not on that path, then fucking bounce. You know, my show is organic. Yeah, do I get paid to do it? No. I do it because I want to. But my studio time, I'm transparent. My studio time gets paid for. And I'm very grateful for the people that do it, because they give me, MF, and Travis an opportunity to talk each and every time, every week when we're able to. You know, we've been doing this show a long time, man. And I tell you that the numbers are growing on it, even though we don't generally get any callers or whatever, because I think people are afraid.
I wish we get some callers. I'd love to talk to somebody.
I think they're afraid.
I'm lonely over here talking to you assholes all the time.
Right?
I want a new voice. I want a nice, soothing voice. Somebody that can lullaby me, you know, serenade me with their lovely tone.
But, you know, I think they're afraid. And in reality, I'm not going to – you might hear me get irate here and there, but on the real, even when we had the minister on, the man of God, you know, and I jumped on him about Catholicism and why should I have to, you know, repent my sins to a sinner. You know, the show is real. We're just three homies having a good time, but if you call in, you're going to get a serious answer. You're going to get respected. And,
maybe.
You know, maybe, unless you're a fucking libtard. You know, but I got to admit, man, this is my favorite show of the week. I get to fucking have fun. I get to cuss. I get to do whatever I want. We just can't talk about Chinese people for some reason. But other than that.
No, just Chinese people and driving.
Yeah, all right. Oh, but, you know, overall, I've taken away from this show three individuals that have watched times change over the past few years and watched our arguments about society, social media get more in depth. And now I see all of us getting to the point that we're kind of lost with it. We kind of just don't have that interest in that aspect of life anymore. At least for me. I mean, I can't speak for you two, but when you look at over the past 3 years and everything we look at and to the point that, you know, transpired us to where we're at today, do you look at social media, life, and everything the same way we did when we first initially started the show?
Yeah. And that doesn't change my mind, dog. I still don't got faith in humanity. I still see the same nonsense, the same fucking bullshit every single day. But I will say this, though. Since we've been doing the show, like, it definitely shows me different perspectives, so I've been able to look at things a little bit, not necessarily more clearly, but from, different perspectives. But either way, man, it's like, there's so much bad shit going on in the world. You know, there's always something to bitch about, always something to complain about, because, you know, problems just in general, dude, fucking everything. So, lately I've just been trying to focus on the people doing the good things, or focus on doing good things. You know, I'd rather sit there focusing on shit that I can't control. And even then, like, dude, like, feel pity for it, you know, rather than fucking hate. Because it's got to be fucking shitty for, you know, half the people doing those fucking evil things. Like, I feel bad for them. I do. You know, but it's not my place to fucking judge them. They ain't got to answer to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there's only one person that they got to fucking answer to. And that's up to them. That's between them. I can't fucking do nothing about it. You know what I mean? So all I can do is just focus on doing good and trying to fucking, you know, focus on other people doing good rather than focusing on all the bad shit. And maybe the more I do that, other people kind of start catching on.
Right. Travis?
I mean, man, absolutely. You know, that's kind of been the fucking theme of the day is you have to worry about the things that you can directly affect, you know. And on top of that, you know, you can't ever change anybody's mind on anything. You just have to make yourself the strongest mentally, physically, spiritually that you can, you know, and you got to focus on your own bubble and your own shit, your own emotions and your own ego. And, you know, after that, everything else will fucking fall into place. And that doesn't mean you take any bullshit or have to put up with fucking liars or fucking thieves, you know, cut that kind of shit out of your life. But it's, we all collectively have a decision to make here within the next few years before shit gets really the fuck out of hand. And if, you know, we can't start actually all coming together and making this shit right, it's going to get fucking out of hand really quickly.
Well, the motherfuckers are going to start killing themselves on TV. I've already said that shit. Give it 20 years, maybe less. Motherfuckers are actually legit going to start killing themselves
on
TV.
It's like fucking Rome, man.
Yeah. Well, that shit's already happening now on social media. I had a buddy send me a damn
Yeah,
and the reason I opened it up is because he's very respectable in the sport and very respected in the sport. And so I opened this shit up, and I'm watching this broad get stabbed, and then they fucking cut her head off. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, think about it, bro. And like what we were talking about with the MAGA hat thing, you know, like people being demonized. People may feel a certain way about a human being executed or two humans going at it to the fucking death. Ain't nobody going to give a fuck about a demon or a subhuman. Ain't nobody going to care about that. Once people deem them to be evil, oh, yeah, let them go in there and fucking kill themselves.
It's some death rate shit. Some death rate.
And all this fucking shit on social media is just normalizing it. That's all it's doing is getting people used to the death and destruction. Because they all think it's just fucking TV, right? This is what we were talking about as a fucking kid. It's only TV. It's all fake. None of that shit's real. Oh, no. Now we're watching real shit. We're watching real people get hacked off. Like, you remember fucking maybe like 3-4 years ago, Don, the fucking cartel video? Where one dude got his fucking head sawed off and the other one got his chain sawed off.
Yeah, I know.
Bro, like, I didn't feel right. I swore after that I'll never watch another one. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, you know, I watched the whole fucking thing, unfortunately, dude. Like, my stomach just didn't feel right. Like, now I'm feeling queasy. But just, like, it was fucking evil, dude, like, at its finest.
And you make such a good point, Don. It's like, you know, when you grew up, you weren't fucking inundated with this shit. Look how many little kids have fucking cell phones, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, who can go on social media and see this kind of shit, you know, real shit. You know, what the fuck is that doing to the psyche of these fucking weak-ass fucking millennials with no discipline are going through and being, you know, brought up into seeing?
Motherfucker, technically you're a millennial.
Yeah, absolutely. I fight the weakness every day. It's a constant struggle.
I pity the weak. I pity the ignorant. But at the same time, I fucking envy them. I am, you know, I fucking, sometimes I wish I wasn't strong, and sometimes I wish I wasn't fucking some sort of intelligent. You know, sometimes, like, ignorance can be so fucking blissful, dude. Like, you see people just living their lives, just enjoying shit, just kind of moving through it. Like
about shit.
Yeah. Like, nothing matters. No desires,
shit.
No wants, no direction. Ah, God, I fucking love to be a cloud.
You know, I'm gonna leave today's show with a quote. Well, actually, two quotes. One, just stop breaking your back for people. Hey, motherfucker, don't interrupt me. You know, one is stop breaking your back for people who truly don't have yours. Just think about that, people. Don't even say nothing. Just think about that quote, and you'll realize where we're coming from. And then I kind of want to leave my aspect of the show on a comical side. You know, marijuana is safer than family gatherings. So, you know, think about that one too, and hit me back, do whatever, cuss me out, I don't care. But you know what? Marijuana is safer than a family gathering. On that note, I'm gonna toss the mic to Mr. Travis Hyland. Anything you got to say, bro, before we bounce off here?
Fuck Google. Everybody use DuckDuckGo. They at least don't track their shit. It's DuckDuckGo.com. They're fucking far, far better than Google.
Is that all you got to say?
Indeed, I ain't got shit to push this week, man. I'm trying so hard to detach from all of the fucking Facebook and all the bullshit, man. It's been a long struggle with ego that I've been going through the past couple months. I'm trying my best to detox from all this shit we're talking about.
Right. I feel you there. You know, MF, you've already got your random thought of the week in the car with you, but what is your random
thought? You might be giving it too much credit there, dog.
He's into that anime shit. He probably dresses like a character for you. No, I'm giving you shit, Travis.
Many critical.
Actually, it's me and the Blake. Me and the Blake are the fucking the big, big anime guys. See, I read this shit, too. I think the fucking comics are way fucking radder. It's a lot less fucking censored. Like, you know, anime will show somebody get fucking impaled, but in the fucking comic, the motherfucker gets bisected. You know, like, there's some fucking keen differences that I fucking enjoy.
There's tentacles and dicks everywhere.
No, that's hentai. There's a fucking difference. Everybody want to think about that shit. But yeah, no. I'm not even fucking, whatever.
Oh, you know, it was fun doing a show again, man. It's been a couple weeks, but, fuck. I don't regret it.
Glad that hemorrhoid worked out for you.
Oh, man,
they gave you the cream.
I tell you what, let somebody come at me again about being handicapped. They're gonna get my titanium leg up their ass. I've had enough of this, people.
That would definitely be worthy of recognition in the archives. You beating somebody with your prosthetic, yes. That would be legendary.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm going to make sure it gets filmed, too, because,
you have to
kiss
on them at the end, though. There'd be no way you'd have to kiss on them. Just solidify it.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, you know, and I don't want to end the show on this
note,
but I will.
I don't want to hear about your freaky shit with your fucking boy on the road, dog. You know, maybe when you got
I'm talking about when way back in the old days, like, okay, if we got into it, we beat each other's ass behind a school building, shook each other's hand, probably had dinner at each other, you know, one another's house, or ended up being best friends. But then when a motherfucker really disrespected you, after you beat his ass, you pissed on him. And that was the ultimate sign of you know, disrespecting somebody back then in my time. Shit. Now I can move to San Francisco. Yeah, but now I can move to San Francisco, beat somebody's ass, and piss on them and not get in trouble for it. That's some crazy shit. I could defecate on them and not get in trouble for it.
Crime.
Yeah.
I don't think it consists of a violent crime in California any longer.
No, man. They don't even fucking. You don't even got to tell somebody you got AIDS. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, y'all are fucking. I don't know what y'all is in the water out there.
It makes me think about Travis's robot a lot more, I'll tell you what.
Right? Oh, for my listeners that don't know, Travis is in the robotic six. He's got vibrating hand vaginas. And
I'm a connoisseur, and I will be the first person to have sex with a robot.
And coming from the inventor of the blow-up doll. You know, on
shout out to Ex Machina. I'm trying to fuck that bitch.
Wait, there's a fucking name? Are you serious?
And fucking Travis knows it. That's the bitch
about
it.
Is that fucking movie?
Ex Machina is a good movie.
Are you fucking, what, robot porn?
Kinda. He fucks your robots a lot.
Shut the fuck up.
He's got a little Japanese one, and she doesn't. He smoke her voice.
I thought Blade Runner was creepy enough.
No, they
do have them fucking. Dude, I've seen that shit. That shit is freaky weird. This
talking about mistaken identity, right? It's like, well, I guess that's better than getting a Hummer from a Hummer in a tranny. You know?
Right.
Hey, but just wait, God, wait till robots start having their own AI and feelings. Next thing you know, you're going to get protesters just like in the motherfucking anime for robot rights and shit.
Yeah. Well, Travis should know this, but they already got one that moans and calls your name. You can program what moan you want to hear. You can program your name into it.
As long as they call me Ace or Snake Eyes.
I'm just going to have it programmed. Oi, Poppy. No, I'm joking.
The android industry is a $1 billion industry, Don. It's moving science forward. Wait, we just went from robots to androids. Like,
Travis programmed his to wear a strap on, so we all know where that went. But anyway, I'm sorry I pick on you, Travis.
That's
about
the imagination out there, Donald.
Right, okay. She does many things.
But. Hey, man, it was good to do a show with you guys again. It was good to fucking fuck up America and let them see that, you know, not everybody thinks in the box. That there are people who think out of the box. And we can agree to disagree, but at the end of the show, we're all still homies. We pick on each other. We have fun. But like I said, at the end of the day, not a fucking thing changed because we're still going to be right there for each and everybody. And you could take a page out of our book and learn something, you fucking libtards. And yeah, I am picking on the liberals today because for the last month, they've made my life hell. And like I said earlier, look it up. There's facts. The Liberal Party is fucking falling apart, people. Liberals are saying don't walk away from it. Run away from it. On that note, MF, Travis, been a hell of a show. It's been fun having you back on the air. We went a little bit longer than we usually do, but I was having fun. I hope you guys did too.
Absolutely.
I that one was laughing.
After all the conversation we just had, I love you, Doug. I really do. And after that conversation we just had, you're like, I hope you had fun, too. It's like, well,
hey, I had to pull that Larry shit out on you.
Some people are givers, some people are receivers. You know, everybody likes it their way. I love you, Doug. I fucking love doing this show. It's an honor and a privilege.
Oh, it is for both of us, homie. Man, I appreciate you guys, man. I'll holler at you next Wednesday. We'll get things bumping with a new live show, which is kind of crazy. I'm still kind of getting used to that. They probably didn't publish today's show. And
they will love us. They will love us. All of us. They will love me. Love me. And you. And you and you.
Make sure you follow MF Beck. That's capital M-F. B-E-C-K on Facebook. Follow
no.
him. Love him.
No.
Tag him.
No.
Post him.
No. 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 No, no, no. No, 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 no.
What
did
you
no.
say your number was again, bro? 916-224? What?
Hush, 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 hush. Hide ye tongue behind ye teeth, sir. Thou wicked tongue.
On the real, I love you guys, man. I'm looking forward to next week. Make sure that Webback Johnny's on here. And
make sure you watch
we'll rock out another show.
All right, brother.
All right, brother. Peace, man. God bless you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, if you aren't used to this show, you are now. It's just a fun, factual, off our heart kind of show. And, we just say it how it is. That's how life should be. You know, don't change who you are for the person standing next to you because they wouldn't do that for you. On that note, I want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Like I said, this is a kind of a show that isn't for everybody, but if you want to hear the truth, jump on the bandwagon. With that being said, peace. With another one, Sacramento.